Welcome back here as we transition from Preps Rewind to the Proactive Physical Therapy Sports Medicine pregame show out here at Windblown University High School here in Greeley. I've been doing this 17 years. This is the most wind we've ever seen in any game. In fact, my last 45 minutes, I don't need to go to cardio today because I've been chasing my information, my stats, my sponsor reads all around the parking lot here for the last 45 minutes with the help from some great fans out here. I had about 6 or 7 Eaton fans out here helping me find and pick up all the stuff. So it's going to be like this. Everything, if it's not nailed down here today, it's going to be blowing around. But it's a shame, too, because this is the biggest game in the state today. It's probably our biggest game of the regular season. The two best teams in the state, Eaton and University, today will battle in game 2 of their home and home. Folks, on Thursday, the Eaton Reds did it again. They came from behind against one of the best teams in the state on their home field. They did it for the third time this year. They came from behind to beat Brush. They came from behind to beat Sterling. And they came from behind to beat the Dogs on Thursday. They were down 8-4. They were down 6-0 in the game. Then down 8-4. Going to the last inning, the bottom of the seventh, but the Reds produced 5 runs, a walk-off base hit to right field by Walker Martin, and the Reds won for the third consecutive time over the University Bulldogs, and it sets up today's game here at the Tom Roach Field. Myself, Bruce Dick. Bruce will be along just in a second, but the Reds 13-1, 10-0 in conference play. University 14-3, they're 10-1 in the conference, and the Patriot League has simply come down to these two teams. We'll come back and visit with Coach Dick in a moment and talk more about this ball game on the windiest day in the history of mankind out here at Tom Roach Field. We're coming back in a moment. More of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back. We continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Coach, Bruce Dick is in with me now. And, Coach, if they were ever going to stop a game because of the wind, it would be today, right?
Yeah, it would be. These gusts are crazy.
Well, it's the biggest game in the state. Top two teams in the state, number one, number two. Biggest game we'll do this year in the regular season. Maybe the biggest game we'll do until way late in the postseason. Coming off of Thursday's great comeback by the Reds here. But, you have to hope that the wind isn't going to make a malady out there, isn't going to make a joke.
Well, it's definitely going to play an effect. Anything hit in the air is going to be a challenge for anything. The wind is really blowing hard to right field, so it's going to knock a lot of right-handers' fly balls somewhat down. And first baseman, be aware, because anything that starts at the shortstop, it's probably going to be your ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Trying to garner my stats and everything for the game today, so I think we're going to be okay. But we'll see about the wind here as it goes. Boy, what a game on Thursday, Bruce. The Reds you got to extinguish those guys when you get them down. It's against Sterling, against Brush, and now against University. Big come-from-behind wins.
We've just seen it so many times. We saw it last year in the regional playoffs against Brush, and there's just a no-quit mentality for this Eaton baseball team. They have great two-out hitters. They have guys that just aren't going to say no. Regardless of what they've done their first couple times at the plate, they're going to go up and grind. They're going to find a way to get on base. And then they obviously have the talent when that happens to bring guys around.
That's a lethal combination for the other teams to just look at. I mean, the Reds have all that experience, all that talent, and the ability not to lose their composure. They know that they're in the game. I'm talking to Todd Hernandez and the coaches out there. The funny thing is I walked up and they planned this. I walked up and they said, don't say anything about Ben Richter pitching opening today. And I thought, that can't be right. Now, they were pulling my leg. But they're talking about it. Todd Hernandez said, you know what would be nice if we went out and got a lead once instead of having to come from behind in those games. And you can say that. I'm sure in your coaching history you've had strings of teams that didn't start fast but finished well. That's kind of frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you change the warm-up routine. You might flip a hitter in the order somewhat. You might try a lot of different things just to get something going early. But, I can understand how Coach Hernandez is feeling about that. Here I have the best team, and we seem to be trailing all the time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll see. Todd Hernandez, of course, you look at the Reds team, they've won 34 of their last 36 games dating back to last year. So it's a team that just doesn't lose very often. Against the University, they've won three in a row and four of the last five before University really went on their stretch against the Reds during the 2 years that University Casey Miller's team won their two state championships. The Bulldogs, their loss on Thursday to the Reds, it snapped a 10-game winning streak. So the Dogs were playing great. A 6-0 advantage in the game. You think they're going to get there, but we'll find out today. Tate Smith, the junior, will go for the Reds. We thought he'd be there. Cannon Padilla, the senior for the Bulldogs, will throw as well. We're in the middle of our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. I want to thank another great sponsor of ours. That's Mike Loeffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Loeffler, Goosehead Insurance. Also, a big thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Don Scott, his great staff out there, has built the empire in Fort Collins. 40 years, the number one store in the region, and now they're giving you that great customer service and that all-important expertise in Loveland. Give Dave Martin a call over there. It's Lance in Fort Collins that you want. It is AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, this 3A baseball conference, the Patriot League, you look at it. Other games today in the Patriot League. Platte Valley, 2-13-1 on the year for Platte Valley. They visit number four Sterling, who is 12-4. So for Mike Mendenhall's team, for Sterling, this will be an easier go than what they've been up against lately.
Yeah, it should be. You know, we've talked about just the disparity in this league. As good as the Patriot League is, it's really top heavy. You know, I think we've determined the top four teams, and then, you know, Resurrection, that fifth team, can play with most teams, but then there's such a significant drop-off for the rest of the league.
Yeah, no doubt. If you look at the RPIs, would include one other team. Strasburg's the 26 RPI, so they're 7-9 and 4-8 in league play. But again, with what Bruce said, just remember the league you're in. It's unbelievable. Sterling 7-4. Brush is 7-6. Those are two teams, when you look at the records, you'd say, oh, not so great. Well, wait a second. Both of those teams can be quite handy in the playoffs.
Yeah, let's take a look at those losses. Yes. And Brush has lost so many one-run games. Sterling had the Reds beat twice in their minds.
They sure did.
Through five innings. And so these teams can play, but the amount of losses are not a direct correlation on how they can advance into the state playoffs.
Yeah, no question about that. So other games today, we were talking about the Patriot League, number six Brush. They go to Valley today. Vikings have had a tough year, 3-13. Liberty Common. We are also told that Mike Magaro, the head coach out at Resurrection Christian, sent me a note on Friday that said their game on Tuesday, we had that on the schedule for you against Valley, has been postponed to Friday. So not sure what we're going to do on our schedule yet. We might go Friday, Saturday next weekend. But speaking of Res Christian, they're at home today against Liberty Common. Res 7-6. Liberty Common's 5-8 on the year. And then a non-conference game, Strasburg's at home against Summit. Not sure where Summit's from. A big, tall mountain somewhere, probably. But that's what we got on the 3A base, Patriot baseball schedule today. All right, windy day out here at Tom Roach Field. Reds taking some infield right now. We're about 10 to 15 minutes away from her. J9 Agency's first pitch today. It's number one Eaton, number two University. Not a better place to be if the Lord would just stop the wind. We're coming back, Bruce and I, in a moment, and we'll continue with our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show right here. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies. Spring cleanup weekend for Greeley residents is almost here. Clean up the basement, garage, the yard, and on April 29th and 30th, bring everything to one of the three drop sites designated for household hazardous waste, yard waste, and other debris. Proof of Greeley residency is required upon drop-off. Visit greeleygov.com or call 970-350-9336 for fees and details. It's the Greeley Spring Cleanup, April 29th and 30th.
A proud sponsor of the 2022 All-American Fundraising Will County All-Star Games, Greeley Furnace Heating and Air has been keeping NoCo families comfortable since 1958. Greeley Furnace Heating and Air, a Rheem Pro Partner MVP, offers a full line of high-efficiency Rheem furnaces and AC, light commercial indoor air quality products, all backed by outstanding service. Your comfort is our business, and we're always on call when you need us. Go to GreeleyFurnace.com or call us at 970-356-0121.
Martin Marietta is the leader in the construction and heavy highway industry throughout northern Colorado. We are hiring for several different positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. If you are looking for more than a job and are looking for a career, go to martinmarietta.com/careers. Benefits include medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, PTO, flexible spending, 401k, and pension. That's martinmarietta.com/careers or call 970-407-3615 to have an application emailed directly to you.
Nikola Jokic, Nathan MacKinnon, two of Colorado's GOATs. Come watch them every night at the GOAT of Greeley, the GOAT Sports Bar. We have the Nuggets and the Avalanche games pretty much every night, and trust me, there's no better place to watch all the action. We changed our happy hour to 2 to 6 Monday through Friday, so enjoy discounts while getting ready for the game. We have 36 HD TVs and a 360-degree bar top and the best sports atmosphere around. The GOAT Sports Bar. You need to be here.
Attention. Per the current government mandate, U.S.-based insurers are now required to cover at-home COVID testing kits every month with no out-of-pocket fees to you. If you have a current insurance plan, you are eligible to receive up to 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to your home or business each month absolutely free. Just visit freetestingkitstoday.com to begin the registration process. When completed, Tierra Health, a trusted source for next-generation healthcare, will submit a claim to your insurance provider. There is no deductible and no copay. Your 8 monthly tests will ship directly to your home or business for free. Go to freetestingkitstoday.com. COVID-19 and its variants are still here, so take the worry out of searching for time-sensitive tests by registering you and your family today. Visit freetestingkitstoday.com to register from the comfort of your own home. That's freetestingkitstoday.com. To receive 8 COVID-19 tests shipped to you at no cost, just visit freetestingkitstoday.com.
Allo Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to allofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to University High School. Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Big one today. Number one Eaton, number two University out here today. And I don't want to keep harping on it, but man, this wind, we'll just see what kind of a factor it plays in today's game. Two teams, though. You know what, Bruce, we could be looking again. And I felt like this Thursday when I was out at Eaton watching the game, it just felt like a championship game. I mean, we could be looking as we come to the last Saturday in early June on that championship Saturday. It could be these two teams.
It really could be. University has such a great hitting team that I think once they go deep into the playoffs, they're going to have to outscore people.
Agreed.
With big baseball scores, not the typical 6-4, 7-3, but I think they're going to have to win some games probably in double digits as they go in through the playoffs. But once they do that, I just don't see that many other teams that we could say will be in the state finals.
Yep.
I mean, Sterling has a chance. Brush has a chance.
Got to throw Lutheran and Classical Academy in there.
Classical Academy, and there's probably one surprise out there that we're not talking about, but these are definitely, at this point of the season, the top two teams in the state.
No doubt. We'll get to see them play today. Let's get to the starting lineups for the Reds. Benny Richter will lead things off. He'll play second base. Jaden Stone will hit in the number two spot. This Reds team just carrying completely hot bats. It's the top two hitting teams in the conference, too. It's easy to see why. Jaden Stone hitting second, as we said. Walker Martin, who not only hit the first home run for the Reds this year in Thursday's game, but then got the walk-off game-winning base hit in the bottom of the seventh inning. He'll be at shortstop. The Arkansas commit will. Ryder True, boy, he's carrying an extremely hot bat right now. He's in right field and hitting fourth. Tate Smith, the leader on the team in RBIs, he is hitting fifth today, and we're going to see Tate on his way to Oklahoma State to join teammate Ryan Uhr out there, but he's got another full year to play here at Eaton High School. Tate's on the hill today. Dirk Duncan's over at third base, another two-out base hit for him in the game the other night. Garrett Gerritsen is the DH. Like the look of the young sophomore. He can really hit the baseball, and he's done really well out of the bullpen on the mound. Mitch Haythorne's at first base. He'll hit eighth. Gunnar Duncan is your catcher. And for the Reds, Hayden Vigiera will be in left field today, and taking the place of the DH, so he will not hit. For the University Bulldogs, their starting lineup looks like this. River Jackson will lead off and play shortstop. Greg Garza hits second base. That's the middle infield, and we talk about the two best teams in the state. This is the two best middle infields.
Definitely the two best infields.
Just fun to watch, right?
These guys can turn the double play. They have great lateral movement. Clark, all these guys can play at the next level.
Greg Garza talking about guys that are having unbelievable seasons. Greg Garza for the University Bulldogs leads the club from the two-hole, Bruce, in RBIs. 24 runs batted in from the two-hole.
Yeah, that's outstanding from that two spot to lead the team in RBIs. But, Clark, that also indicates those 7, 8, 9 guy hitters, they're getting on base and giving him a chance to drive some runs in.
Logan Getting, we had on Clark and the coach yesterday. We thank him again for jumping on with us. The big, strong right fielder also has been terrific on the hill for University this year. He hits third. Parker Desparty, who can hit it a country mile, but with the wind blowing directly at us right now, I don't think anybody's going yard today.
Not left field.
Nope, no way. Cannon Padilla is the pitcher today. He'll hit fifth. Riggs Towell, who started the game Thursday in Eaton, liked the look of the junior, too. Kept the ball down, threw really hard. Eventually, the Reds got to him. But Riggs Towell, he is over at first base today and hitting in the number six spot. Connor Weber, the sophomore DH, had a big double in the ball game the other day. Tate Chacon, the center fielder and multi-sport athlete, of course, for University, hits eighth. Dalton Yeast is the sophomore catcher back behind the dish, and he is hitting ninth today. So this should be fun. Let's take a look at some of the other notes in the ballgame here. In fact, we're going to have our anthem coming up here in just a sec, but leaders in the Patriot League, if I can manipulate my notes here to look at them. Leader in the Patriot League batting right now, Greg Garza at 574, River Jackson at 556. Flip them, because Jackson leads off and Garza bats second, but you've got the two best batting averages in the conference going 1-2, Bruce.
Exactly, and then and who do we have, 3 and 4?
Well, the Eaton guys, of course, yeah. Eaton, Ryder True is in the number three spot. He's hitting 550 this year, and Walker Martin not far behind him. For other stats, HRs this year so far, Braxton Shelton from Brush is the leader with 7. Brush has 19 home runs as a team. Cesar Hinojosa has 5, and Ty Griffith has 4, all Brush kids. So there's, 16 between the top three guys. And then the next two are UH guys. River Jackson has 3. Logan Getting has 3 this year. So today, though, I don't think that's going to be a factor. I think everything stays. The question is, can you catch the pop-ups and the fly balls?
There's going to be other position players catching fly balls that you think somebody else is going to take it when the ball first comes off the bat.
RBI leaders in the Patriot League, Andrew Mike, the Sterling studies, got 27 to lead everybody. And then it's back to the UH guys. Greg Garza with 24, second in the league with RBIs and first on the team. Parker DeSparty, second on the club with 23. He's third in the conference. And then there's Tate Smith with 22. He's number four in the conference. Team-wise, batting average, we've got the top two here today. UH hitting 384 as a club. Eaton's hitting 380, almost identical. Home runs, Brush with 19. UH with 12. Eaton has one. You would think they're the mighty Eaton Reds are not good enough to do it, but one home run that hasn't kept them off the winning side on the schedule this
year. Yeah, and it wouldn't surprise me if they finish in double digits through the state tournament.
And runs scored, of course, UH is your number one team right there. All right, they're getting to the end of the lineups here, so we've got our national anthem coming up. Want to thank again AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland for being great sponsors here on Preps Radio. Don Scott, his great staff, Lance in Fort Collins, Dave in Loveland, simply going to take care of you guys like they take care of me and my family, keeping us on the road. It is AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. We're coming back in a moment, and we are just about 3 or 4 minutes away from our J9 Insurance Agency's opening pitch. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go!
Live from Tom Roach Field in Greeley, Colorado, University High School is the host today as the number two team in the state welcomes in the number one Eaton Reds for the biggest game in the state in the regular season. The best two teams in the state, Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth just a couple of seconds away from our J9 Agency's first pitch. Two teams that Thursday put on quite a show, Bruce. The Reds coming off the pace to get to the win. If you just joined us, the Reds have done that three times this year.
Yeah, they have. Down 6-0, then cut it to,
8-4.
8-4 going into the seventh inning, Clark, and they put up a five spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Big hits. Everybody got there. Led off the inning with a home run by Walker Martin. And then he also, in the same inning, came around and got the game-winning base hit.
That's a good inning, Clark.
That's a great inning, no doubt. So we talked to Walker and Clark and the coach yesterday. Also talked to Logan Gettings. So fun to get perspectives. Excuse me, from both sides. Big winds out here. Gusts 60 to 80 miles an hour out here today. So little surprised we're playing, but we're underway. And Cannon Padilla's first pitch for the Bulldogs is in and over for a strike. So in the warmth of your house and the no wind, pull up a chair, spend part of the afternoon with us. Here's the pitch on the way. The 0-1 is up in the zone. It's a ball and a strike here to the leadoff hitter for the Reds. That's Benny Richter. Cannon comes back, and the 1-1 pitch to Richter is slammed into right field, base hit. So Ben Richter for the Reds leads off with a solid single to right field, and it'll bring up center fielder Jaden Stone.
Nice little swing by Ben Richter, drives it the opposite way to right field. And that's what I think a lot of right-handers are wanting to do today is take that ball the opposite way,
sure.
keep it down, and hit some line drives.
Yeah, I think you have a good point, Bruce. Anything to the left side today, the wind's going to play havoc with. If you can go to the right, a little truer. Pitch on the way to Jaden's, down low for a ball and no strikes here. Ben Richter over at first base. He's got 11 stolen bases on the season. That's number one in the club. All right, 0-1 here too. Jaden Stone, Stonian, at 429. His 24 runs lead the club. That pitch down low in the dirt, so it's a ball and a strike.
Yeah, Jaden squares around a bunt and definitely distracted Padilla on the mound and throws the ball down in the dirt.
Yeah, I take that back. 3-0 is the count. Having a hard time seeing the scoreboard out there, but we got it now. That pitch, that missed, and so look at this, Bruce. Right off the bat, the Reds have the first two runners aboard, the single by Richter, the walk to Stone.
Yeah, this is not how you want to start if you're the Bulldogs. To you give up the base hit, that's okay, but to follow it with a base on balls, just giving guys an extra base with arguably the best player in 3A baseball coming to the plate.
And here is Walker Martin to step up now. Todd Hernandez said in the, as I was talking to him, they want to start fast. They're trying to here. And the pitch to Stone, in and, or rather to Martin, in and over for a strike. 0-1 to the Arkansas commit.
It's fun talking to Walker on the air. You know how he keeps up with the Razorbacks.
Sure.
And, gets texts from the coaches and just fun to have a player of his caliber.
Padilla swings hard, ground ball to shortstop. Jackson to Garza, back to first. No, they're going to throw over to third instead and try to pick the runner off, rounding the bag, and he's safe. So the force is at second base. That's 6-4, the put out there. Walker's aboard on the fielder's choice, and Benny Richter's over at third. Runners at the corners and one out.
Benny Richter's fortunate on that play because he came around third base pretty hard. Garza faked the throw to first and came back to third to make a close play, but Ben got underneath that tag.
Yeah, Walker Martin gets down the line pretty good, so I think a smart choice by Garza there not to relay to first. Pitch here by Canapedi, and it hit him. A breaking ball hits Ryder True. Boy, that's the one you want to be hit by.
Yeah, if you're going to get hit by the pitch, that was a slow breaking pitch.
So now for the Reds.
In this wind, it barely got to home plate.
That's right. Tate Smith leads the club in RBIs, 22 ribbies for the junior. Couple of triples, four doubles. He's got the bases loaded here and one out. And the pitch is a fastball way high by Padilla. And it's a ball and no strikes. Reds have won 34, their last 36 contests dating back to last year. Of course, the 3A state champions. Pitch here, slow ground ball out in front of the plate. Charging, they'll go home with it, and the play is not in time. Boy, I thought they beat him.
Well,
I thought they
too.
Got him.
That's a forced play.
Yeah.
And
now here comes Casey Miller in a hurry to talk about this.
That's a forced play, and he's changing it.
Yeah, he's got to. He needed some help there. So the force out at home, a little roller back to Padilla, and he came home quickly. Dalton Yeast up off the plate, the sophomore catcher, able to make the force play at the plate. So we stay scoreless here, two outs, bases loaded. And Dirk Duncan, who I call the best two-out hitter in the state, will come to the plate here for the Reds. And here he is, two outs in the first.
This is two-out Dirk. He's done it all year.
Padilla deals, and the pitch to Duncan, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Heavy wind gust today out here at Tom Roach Field. Just a constant wind, but the gusts are crazy. Here comes Padilla back again, and that one there for strike two, and quickly Duncan's in a hole.
Well, Dirk's been here before, down with two strikes. This seems to be where he really battles.
Padilla comes back, 0-2, pitch all the way to the backstop, off the glove of Yeast. Here comes the run to score, Walker Martin's in, and the Reds do have a 1-0 advantage. So it's not a ribby for Dirk, his two-out ribby, but at least, you know what, he's making things happen. One ball, two strikes. Reds with a 1-0 lead, top of the first here. Padilla comes back, and the 1-2 pitch is a ground ball to shortstop. Nice big hop for River Jackson. He'll go across to first to Riggs Towell, and that'll do the inning. And the Reds do it. They get a run on a hit and get the early lead in this one. We'll come back with the UH Bulldogs coming to bat. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1. And 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here at Tom Roach Field University High School. Preps Radio Saturday game of the week. Number one and number two, two best teams in the state. Eaton and University. Reds with one in the first. And we'll see what we get here in the second. University, River Jackson, Greg Garza, Logan Getting, 1-2-3 in this potent University lineup.
Well, University has to feel somewhat fortunate to get out of that inning with just giving up the one
absolutely
run.
Absolutely.
With the walks and hit batsmen. And
if not for the wild pitch, they get out completely unscathed.
Right.
But, yeah. It was big. Tate Smith delivers in a swing and a miss by River Jackson. Tate Smith 4-0, 4.20 earned run average, makes a sixth appearance this year. Tater comes back in the pitch. Did he get the outside corner? He sure did. No balls, two strikes. River Jackson, the number two hitter in the conference. Who's number one? That's the guy on deck, Greg Garza. Pitch here, not one hit, right side and foul. So no balls and two strikes here to Jackson. River on the season, 5.56. Leads the club, tied for the club lead, home runs with three. Logan Getting's got three. That one in there, strike three. Boy, I don't know about that. Low in the zone.
Yeah, River kind of turned around. Didn't say anything, but obviously did not like that call or agree with that call.
So one gone, Tate Smith on the strikeout, and here's Greg Garza. The gaudy average of River Jackson at 5.56. What about Garza? 5.74. 24 runs batted in. 31 hits on the year. Played 17 games. Here's the pitch, and that misses. It's a ball and no strikes. Big left-handed hitter, Logan Getting, out on deck here for University. Tate comes back in the pitch. Cued off the end of the bat, foul. And it's a ball and a strike.
Well, Tate Smith's throwing the ball very well right now, keeping it down in the zone, and seems to have good command early on.
Smith out of the windup of the juniors, 1-2, breaking ball, and that's right there. I was going to say, that looks like a strike.
Well, we have a little Danny delay here with the calls.
I knew you knew him. All right, 1-2, Tate set to go here to Greg Garza. Tate comes back in the 1-2, hand right back up the middle, base hit. This guy just continues to strike the baseball. So Garza at first, and here comes Logan Getting. 32nd hit of the year. 17, that's almost two hits a game. That's just ripping, that consistently ripping the baseball, Greg Garza, and comes off of a fantastic football season for University too this year.
Well, and that last hit, that was, that's not one of those that you would call a cheap hit, man. Nope. He just drilled that right past Tate Smith into center field.
Here's Getting, tied for the team lead in home runs. He's got three this year.
Well, we get to see that sweet left-handed swing by Logan Getting today, Clark.
Yeah, we talked about that on Clark and the Coach yesterday, and Logan's got one of those swings you just fall in love with, and he missed this one outside. And it's two balls and no strikes now to Getting. Reds got a run and a hit in the first inning, scored on a wild pitch. University trying to equal the score here in the first bottom half. Tate comes back and the pitch bounced up there. Nice job by Gunnar Duncan back behind the dish to stop that one. Three balls, no strikes. Smith at the belt. He's going to visit first base and drives Greg Garza back to the bag. Garza with six stolen bases on the year. Puts him about fourth on the club, and that one in for a strike.
Well, Logan had the green light on that 3-0 count, which you don't see very often in high school baseball.
Yeah, it has to be a big bat, right? That one missed down low and inside, ball four. So University gets some traffic in the first, just like the Reds did. One out, two on here, and Parker DeSparta, who can hit it a country mile. However, he'll be handicapped today because his spot is left and left center. And I don't think anybody, even some of those guys from Brush this year, could hit one out here today.
Well, and
holy cow!
And being a pitcher out there, you know, we talk about command. This is not good conditions to be able to pitch.
No, that's for sure.
You're up on that hill a little bit, and the wind's coming right at you.
Garza being dogged with by Walker Martin, the shortstop, back behind him at second base. Tate Smith finally backs off the rubber. First and second for the Dogs here. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Reds. Smith at the belt. DeSparta waits, and the pitch to the plate. Swinging a drive foul. That one will carry back. I tell you what, if you hit it straight away right field today, it could go foul.
Exactly right. You have to hit the ball pretty much up the middle in the air
to get it
to keep it in play today.
Oh, man. No balls and a strike here. Smith at the belt. Martin again behind the runner Garza at second base. Now Tate's going to rotate and look at throwing, but he bluffs to second base.
Now Garza's doing a good job getting a good lead out at second base and active. You know, he's quick. He can cause some havoc.
Getting a lead over at first. Smith comes to the plate, bounces it up there. Knocked down by Duncan. He'll go to third, but not nearly in time. And both runners are going to move up on the wild pitch.
Now that's good base running also by Greg Garza. You know, he had that nice lead, and anything that wasn't caught cleanly, he had a good jump to get down to third base.
DeSparta with 23 ribbies. That's second on the club. Good man to have at the plate right now. He want to go oppo here if he can. The pitch down low again. So two balls and a strike here to the number four hitter for the Bulldogs.
As good as Tate Smith's control was early, his control out of the stretch is not as commanding.
Different game, isn't it? I mean, more and more you see now players pitching straight from the stretch, though. Pitch on the way there, and that missed down low, said the umpire. 3-1. Used to always be, if you nobody on, you pitch from the windup. Not the case anymore. In this case for Tate, I think he was going out of the windup before, like you said, but some pitchers you'll see. Did he miss him again? He did. First base was open, so it loads him up. Reds had him loaded in the first. They got one. University has him loaded here in the bottom of the first. We'll see what they can produce with Cannon Padilla coming to the plate.
Great chance for Cannon Padilla to help himself today. Being on the mound for the Bulldogs and comes to the plate now with the bases loaded.
Padilla, 351, no homers, 16 runs driven in this year. Boat full of Dogs out there on the bases right now, and the pitch is in for a strike. So Smith strikes out River Jackson, then the single and a couple of walks here in wind-blown Tom Roach Field. Here's the 0-1, bounced up there to the plate, and it'll be a run scoring here for University. Wild pitch moves everybody up 90 feet.
Well, the Reds are returning the favor of the Bulldogs, being able to score on a pass ball.
Ditto.
Wild pitch.
Same top of the first as we had in the bottom of the first, just different colored jerseys getting it done here. 1-1, and now we'll see if Tate can do what Cannon Padilla did, get out of the rest of the inning. All right, Tate comes back, pitch Padilla, hit that ground ball to the right side. Benny Richter's only play is to go to first, and that's an RBI ground out, and the Bulldogs forge to the lead, 2-1.
Nice job of going the opposite way, though, by Cannon Padilla to drive in the run.
So two outs for the Bulldogs and a runner over at third base. Riggs Towell will come to the plate. Started the game on Thursday. I liked what I saw from the junior on the hill. Threw really hard and kept the ball down. Pitch there is a breaking ball. Reds finally got to him later in the game by the fourth or fifth inning. No balls and a strike here to the junior, the right-hand hitter who's playing first base today. Smith comes back, pitches a check swing. Right field, this is going to be trouble. Ryder True by the line. He's there and makes the catch in the wind.
Good job of Ryder just staying with that the entire way.
For the Bulldogs, they come up with two runs on one hit in the first. We'll go to the second out here at University High School. 2-1, Bulldogs in front of the Reds. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at SOARathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to University High School today. 2-1 after one. The Bulldogs in front. Bruce, almost identical kind of innings. You know, a hit for each team, some walks in there, a couple of wild pitches, get some runs home. Bulldogs just get an extra run.
Yeah, exactly. Both pitchers showing fairly good command and then just losing a couple hitters. And both get the bases loaded and both score on wild pitches.
All right, here's a talented sophomore, Garrett Gerritsen, going to open things up. It'll be Gerritsen, Mitch Haythorne, and then Gunnar Duncan, 7-8-9 for the Reds against Cannon Padilla. And the pitch sails in for a strike at the letters.
Wow.
No balls. Yeah, I said the same thing. And the look on Garrett's face, and now he shakes his head. He's like, really? Is this Angel Hernandez today?
I mean, what's going on? Just assume that was high for ball one, and then
ground ball here to third. Gunnar Ponser is going to come in on the grass and flip it to first base for the out. Yeah, I thought that one missed by country mile, but it's nope. All right, one
the
down.
Zone may be a little bigger today because that wind is coming right in the umpire's face
as
well.
That. Yeah, blame it on the wind. That's a good thing. One out, and here's Mitch Haythorne. Mitch went on the hill for the Reds on Thursday. He's another, just a sophomore. You got to remember that. I mean, but boy, when he's on, he is so talented, so tough. Pitches in for a strike right there. Mitch at 222, trying to bring it up. We talked to him on the show, I think, last week, and he said, yeah, trying to get their hitting. Here's a ground ball. Fair inside the bag at first. Nice play. Going to have to pitch it out to Padilla, and he does. Rick Stahl with a beautiful play after losing his footing.
Well, Rick Stahl is just going to beat Mitch to the bag, but he tripped. And very aware, great play by Cannon Padilla as a pitcher. Anything hit to the right side, you go and you cover first base, and he was needed that time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That's a great point because it looked like Riggs was going to make the play himself. And Cannon just kept going to the bag. Pitch down low in the dirt here to Gunnar Duncan. So two down for the Reds here in the second inning, 2-1 University. If the Reds win this one today, you can just kind of pencil them in as the Patriot League champs. Nobody else is going to come from the clouds and get either one of these two teams. If the Bulldogs win, then you got a dogfight. That one missed down low. Two down, or two balls, no strikes here. Gunnar Duncan ripping the ball as well. Limited opportunities. 15 at bats, but he's got 7 hits. Pitch down low there. It's 3-0 or 2-0? 3-0.
3-0, Clark. 3-0 to the number 9 hitter.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do, right? Benny Richter out on deck here for the Reds. Padilla comes back in the 3-0 to Duncan. Missed it and it bounces all the way to the backstop. So Gunner's down to first in a hurry. Now there's a catcher who's got some wheels. Do they courtesy run for him? Yep. They do. Number 12 here for the Reds.
Hang on, I've got that. Clark, number 12 is Brogan Barr.
There's Brogan out there, another senior on the club. All right, so Barr's at first, running for Duncan.
And Ben Richter, who had a sharp single his first time up at the plate.
Padilla deals, and the pitch in at the letters. Umpire likes that one, that up high, kind of cross the letters strike. No balls and a strike here. Only hit for the Reds so far, Benny Richter. Chance for him to do it again right here in inning number two. Padilla checks the runner, delivers, ground ball foul outside the bag at third. Gunnar Ponser tried to do the best he could to get that one before it went foul, but nope. Goes towards Todd Hernandez, the third base coach. So no balls, two strikes. Padilla hit the belt, checks the runner at first. Brogan Barr with a safe lead. The 0-2 bounced up there and passed the catcher. No idea. Dalton Yeast is doing a dance. Now he's going to third. Yeast from the back of the backstop here throws to third, not in time. And look at Brogan Barr.
And Brogan Barr gets between second and third and has a little trip as well. And fights it all the way to third base.
Anything that goes wrong today, just blame on this wind. Holy cow. Runner at third now for the Reds. Padilla can still get out of this unscathed. It's 1-2 to Richter. Padilla's a strike away from getting back to the dugout. Cannon set, delivers from the windup and a pitch down low, and Yeast blocks this one.
It's 2-2.
Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here, second inning, deuces wild. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball right back behind us. Stays 2-2. Reds have won seven straight since the loss to 4A Riverdale Ridge. Big breaking ball stays up. It's another almost common factor about these two teams. The Reds haven't lost to a 3A team this year. University's lost only to the Reds. Their other two losses were Severance and Loveland. Here's the 3-2 payoff pitch. Ground ball to third. Big hop for Ponser. Gunner's going to go over to first in time, and the Reds are set down in the second inning. In the second, no runs, no hits, a walk. They leave a runner. We go to the bottom of the second here at UH. It is 2-1 University. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eden, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eden is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the second inning here at the University High School, 2-1 Dogs. And the first pitch by Tate Smith to open the second inning here against Connor Weber, the talented sophomore, checking in at the DH spot. It's a ball and no strikes. Tate comes back, and that's a fastball right there for a strike, 1-1. All right, the sophomore back up. Here's the junior's pitch, and he bounced it up there. So two balls and a strike here to the DH for University. Weber's at 297. He's 11 for 37 on the year. Pitch here, slow ground ball right side. Ben Richter in a nice hop for him. Chucks it to first in time for the out, one away.
Nice routine play for Benny Richter that time. I like that he gets the ball. He doesn't waste any time. He just throws the guy out.
Bruce, you know who it reminded me of? The way Pete Rose used to walk on a walk, he would tear like a mother to first base. And Benny Richter kind of got that ball, and instead of taking his time, he got it like it was a foot race. He beat the batter by a mile and a half. This pitch fouled away right side. That's funny that you caught that, too. No balls and a strike. Tate Chacon, the center fielder, stands in. This guy, so much athletic ability inside that box. The 0-1 from Smith as a curveball hits mile high. Stone's coming in. Vigaria's there, and it's Walker Martin who goes out and puts it away. Good play by Walk.
Clark, this is a ball that would have been not deep, deep, but left center field. And who did make the catch? Was it Walker?
Yeah, Martin made it.
Shortstop makes the catch.
Yep. That just wouldn't happen on a day without wind. Yeah. That's a ball to pretty deep left center field, if you ask me. This wind is just absolutely cutting everything down going to left. Pitch on the way here is up. This is Dalton Yace. This is a sophomore catcher for University. He's been terrific this year. And kudos, compliments from his pitching staff.
Yeah, he's really stepped into that position nicely for the Bulldogs after, you know, Alex Martinez held down that position for seems like many, many years.
Yep.
Could have only been four.
Yeah, it seems like eight, doesn't it? Yeah. Smith comes back. Here's the 2-0. He came high and tight in the last one. This one's away. 3-0 now.
That was a strike, Clark.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
You got called a strike. All right.
That's that delay call.
Yeah. You got to keep me awake. Here's the 2-1. That one swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Yeah, this umpire's never broadcasted a game in his life because he knows that we can't hear him. We only can go in the right arm. And that comes up a half hour later, what are you going to do? Swing and a miss, and down he goes. 1-2-3 inning for Tate Smith. Boy, he knocked him out in the second. We'll go to the third inning out here. 2-1 University. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to University High School, Tom Roach Field today. So far, so good. I don't think the wind's played that much havoc with the game, although the last pop-up might have been back to the fence. We don't know, but the shortstop caught it. So, that's the way things are out here today. 2-1, the University Bulldogs with the lead. The Reds got them right where they want them, Bruce.
Yeah, exactly.
Got them right where they want them.
The Reds, they don't want to be ahead until the end of the seventh inning.
There are certain things in sports, and I'm a horse racing fan. There's certain horses that just come from behind. I'm not saying that's what the Reds want to do, but boy, oh boy, they have been emphatic at it this year. They've been terrific. But come from behind wins against some of the best teams in the baseball, in the state. Yeah. I mean, in Sterling and Brush, and, of course, University on Thursday.
Another top three teams in the Patriot League.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Padilla to Jaden Stone to open things up for the Reds here in the third. And a pitch down low for a ball and no strikes. Stoney walked his first time. Nothing new to see Stone on base.
No, he just seems to always get there. He finds a way via the base hit or the base on balls.
61% of the time, Mr. Stone gets on base. A 6.11 on base average. Two balls and no strikes here. Padilla comes back, and the senior's fastball is high, ball three. I thought he was going to go right arm on that one and give him a high strike, but it's 3-0. All right, Cannon comes back. 3-0 pitch is right down Main Street for a strike. 3-1 looked like Stone was taken all the way. Back comes Padilla, ground ball second base. Garza on the edge of the outfield grass to first in time for the out. There's one away.
Well, Jaden hit the ball hard, but right at Garza at second base.
One gone. Walker Martin will step to the plate. The lottery is over. The Reds' first home run was hit Thursday. I had Tate Smith. Walker Martin went deep in the seventh inning to lead the inning off in that comeback, and then promptly stepped up and got the game-winning RBI. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul ball left side, and it's out of play. No balls in the strike here to the shortstop that's headed to Arkansas.
Here's another sweet swing from that left-handed side.
Yeah, boy, you love to watch this, and we talked about it. Well, what is it about those left-handed hitters that just, it's so sweet to watch them swing the bat? Pitch on the way here to Walker is down the left field line in a hurry. Parker to Sparty, it's going to go foul.
I thought the wind may knock that down before it did carry foul, but
yep.
It had enough slice on it to continue past the foul line.
All the flags would tell you out here this is blowing directly in from left field, too. No balls, two strikes here to Walker Martin. One out, top of the third, 2-1 University, the top two teams in the state today for you on Preps Radio. Padilla deals a breaking ball, and he lost it at the grip. Way up high, it's a ball and two strikes. Reds will have a home and home next week with the Valley Vikings, and then Friday they'll get a little taste of some playoff action as Lutheran will come visit the Eaton Reds. Big breaking ball by Cannon there, and that one missed. It stayed wide.
Yeah, that's a nice non-league scheduled game late in the season.
Yeah.
Both teams will not throw their top pitchers.
No, they won't. I've seen Lutheran. Have not seen Classical Academy this year, the state runner-up last year. That one swung on and missed. Walker went golfing that time.
Nice pitch, Cannon. Padilla getting it down on the inner part of that plate, and Walker just couldn't make a connection.
So two down, and Ryder True will come to the plate here. Ryder, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week last week. Boy, had a big week. This guy could just continues to rip the baseball, hitting 550 coming in for the Reds. Five doubles, a triple, 19 runs driven in. Padilla set to go. The right-hander kicks and deals and misses away, and it's a ball and no strikes here. Two outs, top of the third, 2-1 Bulldogs. Padilla comes back, and the seniors pitch dusts him off a little bit. Ryder had to jump back out of the way of that one, and it's two balls and no strikes. Hasn't committed yet. His brother Tanner up at Shadron State, he got an offer from Shadron. Pitch there down low.
You know, despite the high winds today, Clark, a great crowd by both schools being represented with a lot of fans here today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pitch there, missed away, ball four. This ballpark lends itself, too, if you can't make it in the stands. There's a lot of places to sit down the lines. So the Reds down a run of the tying run over at first here in the third inning and two outs, and here comes Tate Smith. Padilla deals Smith, and it's down low and inside. Yeast is going to throw to first, and back in with a slide there is Ryder True. Dirk Duncan out on deck here for the Reds. Smith waits. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Yeah, he went shopping for that one again.
Good pitch by Padilla.
Now, I'm not sure where I land on umpires that are going to miss calls. Whether I'd rather it be a tighter zone or probably rather it be a bigger zone. But here's the pitch. We want to see guys hit the ball. That's a strike. Couple of low strikes on the outside right there. One ball, two strikes here to Tate Smith. Padilla deals, and that one bounces up there. So 2-2. Ponzer and Jackson left side of the infield. It's Garza and Towel on the right for the Dogs. DeSparty, Chacon, and Getting left to right of the outfield. The sophomore Dalton Yeast back behind the dish, and the senior Cannon Padilla deals. Swing and a miss, and down he goes.
Another good pitch down in the zone, and Padilla did a nice job that inning and keeping the ball down.
Great effort for Cannon Padilla. For the first three innings, he's given up just one hit and one run to the Reds. We'll go to the bottom of the third out here at UH. It's 2-1 Bulldogs. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know, it's been said, the greatest single virtue of a strong legislature is not what it can do, but what it can prevent. So listen carefully, Colorado. Our legislators are being pushed hard by special interests to do the unthinkable. Pass House Bill 1233, giving eye surgery privilege to optometrists who are not medical doctors or trained surgeons, but may then be able to perform eye surgery after simply taking a 32-hour training session. But Colorado's registered voters want to prevent this dangerous change. 87% think only ophthalmologists who have at least 8 years of medical and surgical training should do eye surgery. But 96% have not heard anything about this bill from their legislators. So please, don't wait any longer. Tell your legislators, only surgeons should perform eye surgery.
Paid for by Colorado Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go to the bottom of the third, the home half. The home team, the number two team in the state, University with a 2-1 lead over number one Eaton. And back to the top of the order, Jackson Garza getting. And the first pitch in for a strike, Tate Smith. Both pitchers really starting to get into a groove right here.
Yeah, they really are, Clark. They're both throwing the ball very well.
Good breaking ball by Smith, and that's in for strike two. Umpire stands there and just looks at it for a while before he brings up that right arm. I'm thinking, you have got to call that a strike. 0-2 right here. Tate ahead to River Jackson, number two hitter in the conference. Swing and a miss, and down he goes.
Well, we don't see that very often, Clark, but River has gone down twice now on strikeouts.
Yeah, that's going to make me go hunt a little bit here. River Jackson, let's see, my friend. He has struck out 9 times, so now make it 11 times for Jackson. In 56 at-bats. That one swung on and missed here for Greg Garza. This is the best hitting team in the state, and they're swinging and missing right now.
Well, that's because Tate Smith's just being tough on that mound today, keeping the ball down. He's been able to, you know, get a couple breaking pitches in into the zone as well.
Got the second pitch in for a strike, 0-2 quickly to Garza. The only base hit for the University Bulldogs in the game. One hit for each club. That pitch down low there. Second basemans have the hits. Richter for the Reds, Garza for the Bulldogs. Tate comes back in the pitch. Did he get there? Yes, he did. Struck him out. That's fair because he was calling those pitches when Padilla was out there. Fourth strikeout for Tate Smith here. Here's Logan Getting. Walked and scored in the first inning. Pitch to the big left-hander, and it misses away. It's a ball and no strikes here. Getting at 436, 3 homers and 19 runs driven in. And that pitch is inside. Here's the 2-0 to Getting. Lays off that one. 3 balls and no strikes. Fun to catch up with Logan and Clark. And the coach asked him, great football receiver too. What are you going to do at the next level? And he kind of eked out. Where he was going to go.
Kind of lean in baseball, isn't he, Clark?
Yeah, kind of lean in that way.
He hasn't seen many strikes today.
Nope.
As he draws his second base on balls.
So Getting down to first, and Parker DeSparty will come to the plate here. DeSparty also walked in the first inning. So for Tate Smith, 3 walks now. Hurt him in the first inning. One of the runs primarily because of one of the 2 walks in the first, and now 1 here in the third with 2 outs. getting the lead, and DeSparty swings through one, no balls and a strike. Well, if they can get to extra inning games, the Bulldogs are in good shape. They're 3-0 this year when they get to extra frames. 2-1 here, third inning. Bulldogs lead. Smith goes to first. Pulls Mitch Haythorne away from the bag and drives the runner back. Tate at the belt comes to the dish, and the pitch missed down low. Gunnar Duncan blocked it, then couldn't find it for a second, and then located it. No harm done.
Sometimes those are the hardest ones to find, the ones right at your feet.
Sure. One ball, one strike here to Parker DeSparty. One on, two outs for the Dogs. They lead 2-1 here at Tom Roach. Swing and a miss with a fastball.
Just another outstanding pitch by Tate Smith. Just down on the outer edge of that zone.
One ball, two strikes. Smith at the belt. He'll deal 1-2. That one bounced up there, and Duncan again playing Darcy Kemper back behind the dish right here. Knocks it away and holds it away. Runner at first has to stay.
Clark, are your Avalanche going to be...
They're ready.
They're ready now? Okay.
I feel they're ready. Pitch to the plate here, and that one is in for strike three. Went around. So Tate Smith strikes out the side. He does walk one, leaves one. We'll head to the fourth inning out here. Windblown Eaton and University game, but I'm telling you what, it's a well-played baseball game. 1-1, we go to the fourth. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the fourth inning out here at Tom Roach Field, University High School. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Hey, let's say thank you to... J9 agencies and all, too. They've been around 24 years. Want to help you do things right. It's Mike and Janine Freeman, Terry Gertz out there in Ault. J9 Crop Insurance, J9 Insurance, the J9 Insurance Agency's long-time, big-time supporters on Preps Radio. Well, 6, 7, and 8 here. Dirk Duncan, Garrett Garrettson, and Mitch Haythorne for the Reds. Down 2-1 here to UH. Padilla deals, ground ball right side, first baseman, that is Riggs Towel, going to go to the bag on the two-hopper, and there's one down. So one away, and sophomore DH Garrett Garrettson will come to the plate here. We'll see if the rumors are true. Is this kid going to play for Dean Grable on the basketball court next year? We'll find out. He's a big kid.
Yeah, he's the kind of athlete, too, that you want on your team.
First pitch to him bounced up there off the chest plate of Dalton Yeast. It's a ball and no strikes.
Garrett could set a great screen, Clark.
I bet he could. 1-0, and it's a repeat. Bounced up there again. Two balls and no strikes here. Look at what the sophomore has done so far. 23 at-bats, but he's 12 for 23. He bounced out to earlier, so make him 12 for 24, but right at 500 for a sophomore. That pitch missed away.
A Well, let's see if the sophomore has the green light here. I'm guessing he's taken.
3-0. Yeah, I think he takes as well. Here's the pitch. He does take, and it's for a strike. So three balls and one strike. Two runs, one hit for the Bulldogs. One run, one hit for the Reds. Padilla comes back. Ooh, that's been a strike earlier, just saying. And he did throw up the right arm a half an hour later. 3-2. Garrettson tired of waiting. Backs out of the batter's box now. Mitch Haythorn out on deck. Hunter Duncan, if they get to him in the inning. Pitch there, and he missed it away. Ball four. Good at bat.
Very good at bat by Garrettson.
So one out, one on, and Mitch Haythorn will come to the plate. And we get a runner here for the Reds. Hayden Vigoria will run over at first base here. See, I always learn things. That's something I didn't know you could do. He's playing left field. Didn't know you could courtesy run when you're in the field. But he's not hitting. He's not in the hitting line.
Oh, as
so
a,
that must
he's
be
being DH'd you know. For. So that is a, I think that must be a fairly recent new rule.
Yeah, and this is a long conversation with Todd and the home plate umpire. Hernandez chatting with the home plate umpire about that situation, too, because he's already on the card. All right, Vigoria down at first. One out for the Reds, one on here. Fourth inning, and the Reds down by a run, and Mitch Haythorn will try to move the runner along here. Connor Duncan out on deck. The pitch to the plate is up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. All right, Padilla set to go again. Vigoria gets a lead at first. Pitch to the plate, that's way up. So two balls and no strikes. Only one hit allowed by Padilla, but he's walked four and hit a batter. Cannon at the belt comes to the plate, and the pitch is right there for a strike. Two balls, one strike. The senior at the belt here. Deals the sophomore Haythorn, and it's a little chopper foul just outside of the third base foul line right there. So two balls and two strikes here. One out for the Reds. Told you they get Valley twice next week and then Lutheran on Friday.
See if Vigari goes in motion here, and Padilla's thinking the same thing as he fakes the throw, steps off the rubber, and takes a look over at him, first base.
Cannon set to go, 2-2. Lifted to right. That's going to be Logan getting in the wind here. This is going to be a little bit of a circus. Reaches up and makes the catch.
Nice job by Logan, just staying with that, and you just see him, he drifting with the ball.
Sure. You've got to be leaning. If you're out there facing the infield like Getting, is you got to be leaning left and kind of walking left the whole way because you know it's going to blow that direction many feet. Here's Gunner Duncan. Pitch to Gunner, and that one's down low for a ball. It's a ball and no strikes here. Casey Miller coaching the Bulldogs in his fifth year. Two titles, his first two seasons. All they did was go win state championships. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball to third. Gunnar Ponser with a good glove throws over to first in time for the out. And the Reds are gone in the third inning. Another inning for the Reds without a base hit. They do get a walk, and they leave a runner. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth here at UH. It's 2-1 University. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy.
To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com. It's always a great time for A&W Sweets and Treats. Stop by your local A&W and try the Root Beer Cream Freeze. Crafted with creamy vanilla soft serve, fizzy and refreshing signature A&W Root Beer made fresh in the restaurant, perfectly blended for a treat that sips like a shake and tastes like a float. Come try one today at A&W in Eaton, just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, the fourth inning stretch. Our sponsor is Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty, it's that simple. When working with Mike, look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler, Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home loans in quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Leffler at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler with Goosehead Insurance. All right, University will go Padilla, Towel, and Weber here in the fourth inning against Tate Smith, and Tate delivers low and away. It's a ball and no strikes. Second batter of the game, Greg Garza for University, has their only hit. So since then, Tate has allowed three base runners, a couple of walks more in the first and one in the third, but he's been pretty dominant here. Down, though, in the game, 2-1. Pitch waved at and missed. It's quickly 1-2.
Yeah, Tate's really throwing the ball well. Even threw the ball well the first inning. Just got himself in a little trouble, and but just been, you know, pretty much lights out since then.
1-2 pitch, and the curveball looked like it was there, but just a little low.
That's kind of the old adage. If you're going to get to a good pitcher, you better get him early.
That's right.
Because he can settle in, and Tate hasn't become dominant.
2-2, and that one swung and missed, but it gets away. Duncan's not going to have a prayer here. He throws to first, and the runner is safe, so it's a strikeout and a pass ball. The last five, well, this wasn't an out, but it should have been. Last four outs before that were all strikeouts by Smith. Gets the strikeout here, but the runner's at first. Bulldogs able to manufacture a couple of runs in the first with just one hit. Now they have a runner on a strikeout. Smith here to Riggs Towel, the junior. Pitch fastball, and he missed down low. That's where Tate's been living, low and away,
yeah.
And that's a great place to live.
That's where you want to be. And guys that reach out and hit that, it's usually going to be a nice ground ball to the infield.
One ball, no strikes. Smith comes back in the 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. Riggs Towel came in hitting .335, one home run, 10 runs driven in. Here's a throw over to first and the runner back in. Bulldogs have hit 12 home runs. Jackson and Getting have three each. Two each for Garza and Disparti. Pitch on the way and a fastball swing and a miss right there. Padilla doing his own running over there too, I'm seeing. How about that? Usually the pitchers get the courtesy runner. One ball, two strikes. Pitch here and he missed away.
Well, you certainly like having his speed on the base pass.
Sure,
so.
That's why he's there, yeah. Two balls and two strikes. Multi-sport athlete, football, basketball, baseball for Padilla. Tate comes back, and that one fouled away. That got a car in a bad way, maybe. The ball over here at Tom Roach Field and the foul balls will seem to dance between cars.
That one did not
that
dance
didn't
between.
Dance. No, that was a flat-out good. Two balls, two strikes. Padilla gets a lead over at first to board on a strikeout and a pass ball. Tate comes back 2-2. He went around, struck him out. Runner goes so they can throw down to first. He's going to be out at first base,
yeah,
though, right?
Out at first base.
Yeah,
but
on the strikeout because the first base was occupied.
Stolen base.
Yep. So it is a strikeout. Boy, that would have been the first time I'd seen back-to-back strikeouts and back-to-back runners safe on base.
Yeah, when first base is occupied, it's an automatic strikeout, regardless of whether the catcher catches the ball.
So one out. Bulldogs put a runner into scoring position here, and Connor Weber, sophomore, will come to the dish here. Smith looks back at second base. Pitch to the plate is bounced up there again. Gunnar Duncan able to keep this one in front of him. And it's a ball and no strikes.
Yeah, Connor squared around. Clark, I'm surprised we haven't seen more bunting today, actually.
Yeah.
Just to make players make plays in these conditions.
All right, Padilla lead at second base. Walker Martin's going to dog him right behind his back here at shortstop. Pitch to the plate, and that's going to be a strike. Yep. One ball, one strike. Last of the fourth inning, 2-1 Bulldogs. Trying to bounce back from that shaker on Thursday. An 8-4 lead into the bottom of the seventh inning at Eaton, and the Reds scored five times to walk it off. Here's the 1-1 miss. Here's a throw down to second base, and Padilla slides back in. Duncan able to show off the gun a little bit there. Two balls and a strike right here. Tate trying to keep his team within a run in the ballgame. Smith at the belt to look back at second base. Padilla gets off. Walker comes behind him. They call timeout right here.
Little cat and mouse out there with
Padilla. Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Padilla, Walker Martin, the shortstop.
And they're friends, too. He was talking about that on the show yesterday. One of the guys he mentioned was Cannon as a friend. Here's the pitch. Bounces up and goes to the box, to the backstop. So wild pitch, and Padilla walks over to third base. Gives us time to pause 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
Catch the Hull Show with Brady Hull. Weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, 3-1. Bulldogs with a runner over at third, and now infield comes in, of course, in a game that doesn't appear like it's going to have a ton of runs, and he missed it away. Ball four. Well, Bruce, how big is the strikeout and passed ball that Padilla got on board on now, right?
Well, the guy's right down at third base, and another passed ball or wild pitch going to give the Bulldogs another run. Bulldogs have not been able to hit Tate Smith.
Yep.
It's been passed balls, base on balls.
So now we get the Tate versus Tate matchup. It'll be Smith versus Chacon here. One out in the fourth. Runners at the corners for University and the Bulldogs with a 2-1 advantage over the number one team in the state. Smith at the belt, a pitch to Chacon. Fastball right there for a strike. University's losses, 5A Loveland, 4A Severance, and the number one team in the state in 3A, the Reds. Tate at the belt, checks the runners again. Smith deals, and he missed it away. Good backhand by Gunnar Duncan that time at the plate.
Yeah, Gunnar Duncan's working hard today.
Sure is.
He's blocked a lot of low pitches.
One ball, one strike. Junior Tate Smith at the belt. The right-hander kicks and deals, and that pitch right there. Runner goes, and they'll just concede second base here. So now 1-2. Boy, you want Tate to come and get your cone here if you're a Reds fan. Then you'd have the bottom of the order in Dalton Yates, the sophomore catcher, to deal with the runners at second and third here. 1-2, got him swinging.
Really good pitch, and Tate Jacone just not able to lay off that little breaking pitch down and out of the zone.
So two down. We have two outs in the fourth inning, and Tate Smith has 8 strikeouts already today.
Well, in this inning, Tate has a chance to get 4 strikeouts.
That's not something you want as a pitcher, you know. But he'll take it now. All right, Dalton Ace, the sophomore receiver, steps up here for the Bulldogs. He got a good compliment on our show. Logan Gettings saying that all the players really happy with the fact the sophomore is back behind the dish. That pitch missed. It's a ball and no strikes.
Done a really good job of handling the pitchers this year.
At the belt, Smith deals, waved at and missed. It's even, a ball and a strike here to the sophomore catcher for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that slider just looks so good coming toward the plate and then just breaks off the edge out of the zone, and the Bulldogs are unable to hold off.
1-1 pitch again. Does he get the outside corner? Just missed. 2 balls and a strike here. Reds 10-0 in the Patriot League. The Bulldogs are 10-1. These two will play it out for the title this year. Fouled back against the screen with a fastball. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. 2-1 University, but they've got 2 big runners out there. If Tate can get out of this, coach, huge. 2-2 pitch. Hits slowly to second base. Backing up is Richter on his knees. Throws to first and gets him.
Nice play, Benny Richter. Just a tough ball, kind of not real hard hit between first and second. The wind takes it a little bit, and Benny gets over there to be able to make the play.
Bulldogs leave 2 big runners on at second and third. We'll come back with the fifth inning. 2-1 University over Eaton. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
For better than 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AMCO of Loveland.
You're in depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, yeah, let's go to the fifth inning out here at the University. The wind's starting to pop back up again. 2-1 game, though, Coach. This has been a well-played baseball game today.
It has been, especially in this wind. Everybody's just had that focus following the ball. The outfielders I've been impressed with. Anything
sure.
That hit up there, they've really done a nice job of tracking it. Even that last play by Ben Richter.
Yeah, yes.
Thought the ball was coming harder at him, and it just kind of died in the wind and the dirt, and was able to make the play at first.
Ben was moving from his right to his left towards first base, and he had the ball kind of caromed back the other way, and he went to his knees on the dirt to make the play. But, yeah, I don't think that we've seen a drop pop up or a fly ball today. It's been pretty good. That one is way high by Padilla. He almost airmailed that one over Yates' head, and it's 1-0. Well, Benny Richter gets the good play. He leads it off here. Jaden Stone and Walker Martin behind him. Reds down 2-1. Just where they like to be, a little bit off the pace. Pitch there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Next pitch on the way, and this one is hit down the right field line. In a hurry is Logan Getting. And this one will go back out of play.
Just went foul. And that was certainly a win factored ball.
All right, it is one ball, two strikes here. Leadoff hitter for the Reds, Benny Richter at the plate. Now he's tired of waiting and backs out. Cannon Padilla has pitched well. The only hit, the first batter for the Reds, Richter, today. He fouls this one off to the right, got the base hit. Since then, there's been traffic, Bruce. I mean, one, two, three, four walks and a hit batter, but only one hit for the Reds.
Only one hit. Both teams. Yep. So just two hits in the game today, but three runs. And like you say, there's been a little more traffic than the pitchers would like with the base on balls.
Time called again by Richter, and he backs out here. One ball, two strikes. All right, Padilla set to go again. Richter back in. Benny one for two today. Cannon kicks and deals. The 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, no. 2-2.
Tell Yace just kind of looking over his shoulder to see, are you sure?
Yeah. Do I have another chance? That one again is close on the outside, and it's 3-2. And look at the cocked head by Padilla, kind of going, okay, what do I have to walk up there and place it? Three balls and two strikes. Reds would love to get the leadoff runner on. Here in the fifth inning, down 2-1. 3-2. That's up, ball four. That pitch was closer than it would have appeared, but Ben Richter just said, I'm going to show you that was a ball, and he took off running for first base.
Yeah, he really did.
So a runner for the Reds at first. Richter with those seven steals leads the club. Let's see. This would be a spot where, and you don't want to take the bat out of Jaden Stone's hand, but Stoney's a great guy to hit, have hit behind you because he can hit, play, hit, and run. Going to bunt here, and it's foul left side.
Yeah, I like the idea with the bunt. Speed on the bases and just putting a little pressure on the defense.
And the guys in the middle of that order, Walker Martin, Ryder True, Tate Smith, they can hit it a little. No balls and a strike. See what Stoney does this time. Walked in the first, bounced out in the third. Padilla at the belt to look over at Richter, and he'll visit first base. A soft toss over to the bag. Cannon comes back, and the pitch hit him. A breaking ball that hit Jaden Stone, and everybody's going to move up. So the Reds are in business here.
Yeah, the Reds are. That's just more traffic on the base paths, and you're getting to the 3-4-5 hitters for the Reds.
So four walks, two hit batters for Padilla today. That's been his Waterloo, has been walks on the season. Eighteen innings coming in and 17 walks for Padilla.
Yeah, that's just too many.
Pitch there is down low to Walker Martin. Martin at the plate for the Reds here. Padilla at the belt. Runners at first and second. Reds down a run here in the fifth. And a pitch to Martin. Did he get it at the letters? No. It's 2-0 now.
Well, that zone seems to have changed.
Did he? I was just going to say,
this
Bruce.
Inning. I mean, it really
that was a strike
really
earlier.
That's been a strike. And the two pitches to Ben Richter were strikes earlier in the game.
2-0 to Martin. That one's way up. Three balls and no strikes and nowhere to put Martin here.
And sometimes when a pitcher is struggling finding that zone, something comes in close, they don't get the call.
This is danger territory for the Bulldogs because you could load them up, and one of the hottest hitters in the state, Ryder True, is out on deck. And that pitch in and over for a strike. Big couple of pitches coming here to Walker Martin.
Well, Walker will be looking for a fastball here to drive.
Padilla comes back, and the pitch to the plate is down low, ball four, and it's loaded with Reds and nobody out.
Well, this is all self-inflicted.
Sure is.
With base on balls and a hit batter.
Dalton Yates is going to go have a word with his catcher here. And, in fact, Casey Miller is going to come to the mound and give a talk here as well. So the Reds will gather. The Bulldogs will gather as well. We thank our great official restaurant of Preps Radio. That is A&W in Eaton. Check it out. Tuesdays, of course, my favorite day over there, the Papa Burger, buy one, get one free. Buy the combo, get one free. Get the onion rings, the beautiful, the most best thing in the world sometimes is that A&W root beer. Couple chunks of ice cream, boom, you're rocking and rolling. They can also get you at home now, A&W in Eaton. Just dial up Uber Eats in Eaton. They'll take care of you. All right, meetings are done. Base is loaded for the Reds here. Reds down 2-1, bases loaded in the fifth, nobody out, no hits in the inning. The only hit for the Reds, Ben Richter's leadoff single in the ballgame.
Yeah, started the game off with a sharp hit ball, and they've been hitless since, but threatening.
Ryder True is going to try to change that right here, and the pitch is down low. Padilla's got to find the zone here. A ball and no strikes. I think it's Caleb Tejada in the pen. That looks like an eight. Here's the pitch.
There's a strike.
No, that's low, right? University fans don't like it. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh with the bases loaded. Padilla from the windup. 2-1 and it's fouled right side out of play. True second on the team and runs batted in. Tate Smith's got 22. Ryder's got 19. Grand slam right here puts him in the lead. Here's the pitch, and he rips it to left field. Going back is DeSparti, and the wind holds it up. DeSparti, the catch coming halfway is Richter, and he's going to return to third base, and I think he had a chance to score.
Oh, he would have scored. I'm surprised with Ben Richter's speed that he just didn't tag and go off of that, but got the stop sign. The Bulldogs did not handle the relay throw well either. So he would have scored easily, but that's hindsight.
That is, yeah. You don't know that's going to happen.
You don't know that's going to happen. But with his speed and you're down a run, sometimes you got to force that issue.
Yeah, no doubt. DeSparti's got a cannon out there, but here's speaking of cannon, cannon deals the plate here, and it's a ball and no strikes. Boy, that ball was hammered, too.
It was hit hard.
That wind just made it an out, basically. All right, here is Tate Smith, and the pitch to Smith is down low. A day without wind, that's probably off the fence or close to it. Two balls, no strikes. Base is still loaded for the Reds, still down 2-1 here in the fifth. Padilla to Smith. Missed it away. 2-0. Is that 3-0?
That's 3-0.
Wow, Padilla's playing with fire here. If he gets out of this inning, he's Houdini. Three balls, no strikes. Padilla set, 3-0 pitch from the senior. Breaking ball, ball four, and we're all tied up.
Boy, that's a tough way to give up your one-run lead.
What do we talk about? What do you talk about all the time, Bruce?
The walks kill.
Walks and the hit batters, free passes. And there's four of them this inning, and it produces a run. That's going to be it. Second trip for Miller. Casey Miller, the head coach, to the mound here. So we're going to get a pitching change. So we'll step aside. We got a good one here at University High School today. The best two teams in the state are battling it out. Nothing decided. A 2-2 tie. Well, maybe, hold on, maybe we're not going to have a change. We're not. All right, going to stay with him. Padilla stays in the ballgame here. Yeah, right now they're talking about him making a second trip in the inning. And I wouldn't bet my life that's a high school rule. It is in the majors. Second time across the white line, you're taking your pitcher out. Casey came out about, just a little bit into the inning, maybe after the hit batter of Stone. And now the umpires are talking with Todd Hernandez about the situation here. Boy, if you blew this, what do you do as an umpire? I guess you have to go make a change, right? You can't say, oops, disregard that.
No, you go back and...
They'll talk to him right here. While they're doing that, I want to thank my good friends down at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, Don Scott, his great staff out there. 40 years, Don built the empire out there in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. Dave Martin's working with him for, 28 years? I think Lance over there for almost 30. What a staff, and now they're taking care of you in Loveland as well. Right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, it is Fort Collins and Loveland. AMCO knocking it out for you. Continuing the great reputation of our local AMCO families out here in northern Colorado. And now Miller comes out. He wants a piece with the umpires as well. So
I think we're going to have a change.
Yeah, they're going to force the issue here, it looks like. Thank you, as we're talking about all these guys on the bases, our speed on the bases. That's when we're talking about SOAR. It stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. They start their spring program on March, well, they started on March 7th, the spring program. The summer program, I think it's getting going the 30th here of May. I think that's that live read, Bruce, that's across the parking lot. But I think it's, I remember from our Clark and the Coach show that they're starting that on the 30th of May, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're correct.
Look up SOAR, S-O-A-R, on Facebook.
Well, SOAR will be able to tell you.
That's right. So after all of this, now Hernandez is coming in from the third base coaching box and going to talk to Dale Hughes, the hitting coach, and Dale, of course, the longtime head coach for the girls softball team at Eden. And we do have a pitching change. It's going to be Caleb Tejada. We'll break aside, come back. Just a 30-second here, Micah, if you can do that for us. It's a pitching change right here. A 2-2 tie in this ballgame. Bases loaded for the Reds with one out here in the fifth. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just like a plant is more likely to thrive in a garden with good soil and plenty of sunlight and water, families are more likely to thrive in nurturing communities. Families are unique, and every parent and caregiver can get overloaded. Let's ensure children and families reach their full potential. When parents, caregivers, families, friends, neighbors, employers, and elected officials work together, we can strengthen families and build brighter childhoods. Visit copinwheelsforprevention.org to pledge to grow a better tomorrow for all children together. Brought to you by Illuminate Colorado, Safe Care Colorado, and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick back with you here at University High School in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Pitching change for University with the bases loaded in a 2-2 tie. And now you get Caleb Tejada. Tejada is a sophomore, and I said to Bruce, there's no relation between him and Padilla. Yeah, that's, don't even have the same last name, Clark. He's a sophomore, Caleb Tejada is. 1-0, 2.0 ERA, his fifth appearance this year for the Bulldogs.
Well, he's getting put in a tough situation here with the bases loaded and nobody out. But, boy, if he can come in and shut these Reds down, he's going to keep his team in the ballgame.
Well, Dirk Duncan has bounced out twice. Here's Dirk, and the pitch is a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Base is loaded. Jaden Stone's over at third. Walker Martin's at second. Tate Smith's over at first here. And the pitch is hit to right field. In a hurry comes Logan Getting, but it's going to be blown foul.
another wind-blown foul ball. That would have been trouble in normal conditions.
Yeah, I think Dirk walking back with his bat is kind of shaking his head, Coach, thinking the same thing you just said. I think I thought I had one that could drop in there.
And I say normal conditions. I guess this is the normal condition for April of 2022.
Is our world just spinning faster? Come on, what's all the wind doing out here? My goodness. Here's the pitch to the plate, and the 0-2 missed down low. 1-2 tried to get him to chase. Duncan trying to give the Reds the advantage here. 2-2 tie, bases loaded in the fifth with one out. Tejada comes back and misses with a breaking pitch. 2-2.
But you got to feel bad for the track and field athletes, too, this year, Clark. They've probably had not many meets that they could even qualify for a record.
Pitch here, line drive to second, one-hopper. Jackson DeGarza to first, and they doubled him up. How about that? The Reds had every opportunity to get the lead right there, and a line drive, one-hopper to the shortstop. Jackson DeGarza and over to Riggs Towell, and the Reds are done. But they do tie it, a run on no hits. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth here at 2-2 tie. The two best in the state are all even. Coming back in a moment, this one brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Bottom of the fifth inning, University, and the first pitch is hit into left field. River Jackson to the top of the order pounds one, second hit for the Bulldogs, and only, Bruce, our third hit of the entire game.
River saying enough of this swinging and missing.
That's right.
Makes great contact, hard hit ball past Walker Martin into left field.
Yeah, you're right. Jackson striking out twice. Said, nope, not today. Going to get this hit. Here comes here's Garza. You've got Logan Getting out on deck, and the Bulldogs trying to get the lead back here after giving up a run in the top of the 50, even at a 2. Tried to bunt and missed by a mile. Throw down to first. Did they get him? They got him. Picked him off of first base. Oh, Gunnar Duncan with a BB down to first. That was beautiful.
River Jackson anticipating a little too much that bunt is going to be put into play.
Yep.
Got caught on the big lead, trying to get back to first base.
Mitch Haythorn with the sweep tag, too. It was beautiful. And the Reds eliminate the runner. That one bounced up there. So one ball and one strike. That's a big sigh of relief for Tate Smith. He can go to work now. Tate out of the windup and the pitch on the way to Garza. Breaking ball is a beauty in for a strike.
Boy, not being able to put that butt down also, big factor in a game, in a 2-2 tie game.
It's execution, Coach, right? Swing and a miss right there. They'll tag him out. Garza swings, kind of swings a little bit at Gunnar Duncan right there. He's frustrated. Poked him on the back. There's two outs now. It's a nice job by Gunnar right there to get that one out of the dirt.
Two good plays by Gunnar back-to-back. The throw to first to give it River Jackson, and hanging tight on that tough pitch to handle on the strikeout.
A couple of good defensive plays. The Dogs with the turn the double play. Great game, great defensive play to get out of the top of the fifth, and then Duncan with the throw behind the runner pick off at first. One of those could be the Journey Homes play of the game. Stay tuned to our Art Feed Mill postgame show. We'll have it. This one is ripped by Getting right at the center fielder, Jaden Stone, and he puts it away. Bruce, he hammered that.
He hammered that ball. And we know how well Jaden Stone covers center field, and he didn't have to move too far. That wind just really affected that well-hit ball.
We will head to the sixth inning out here at 2-2 tie. The Reds and the Dogs coming back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family-owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway Floor to Ceilings professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Your in-depth Preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, lost you guys there for a second, but we are back. Caleb Tejada here in the top of the sixth inning fouls this one off.
Right next to a silver bug out there.
Is that
there.
Right? If they hit that thing, they win a dollar. All that could do is make my car look a little bit nicer if it put a big slash in the window back there. So, nice try. Give them a Kewpie doll for trying. It's one ball, one strike here. Reds in the fifth inning. Bryce Smith hitting here for Garrett Gerritsen. Then Mitch Haythorne and Gunnar Duncan. That one all the way through the wickets of Dalton Yeast to the backstop. Well, 2-1 or 2-2 game in this one. Two balls and a strike here in the top of the sixth inning. Even with the win today, Bruce,
it's been
fun
and a well played game overall.
Hit to right here. This in the wind is Getting looks up and Logan puts it away.
And again, Logan Getting just tracking that ball, moving with that wind. Excellent play out in right field.
So Bryce Smith flies to right, one out for the Reds in the sixth, and Mitch Haythorne will come to the plate here.
There are no routine fly balls today, Clark.
That is a fact. Tejada set to go. Caleb delivers, and the pitch way up and in. A ball and no strikes here to Mitch. Heartfelt thank you to all the Eaton fans that were out there helping me run after all my stats and live read sheets and all that stuff here in the parking lot earlier. Stepped away to talk to one of the coaches, came back, and the whole table was gone. One ball, one strike, one out here, sixth inning. Reds 2, Bulldogs 2. Tejada, big breaking ball. Jumps in there on the dirt again, so two balls and a strike here to Mitch.
He needs to start that one about on the other side of the hitter with this win today.
2-1 comes back, ground ball to shortstop here. River Jackson, big hop for him. Throws to first in time for the out, and there's two away. So two down for the Reds here, who don't make a habit of losing. They've won 34 of their last 36 games. But they're in a dogfight here, but that seems to be their comfort zone, you know?
They'd rather probably be down a run going into the seventh
or
inning.
Down four like the other day. That's right. Now a meeting at the mound, players only. Bulldogs all come to the aid of their pitcher right here, the sophomore Caleb Tejada. See, that's where you get mixed up. I wrote on my scorecard, I wrote Caleb Padilla. That is Cannon's older brother. But Clark, he was gone a number of years ago. This is Caleb Tejada.
Old habits.
That's right. Tejada deals and bounces it up there. Boy, Yeast and Duncan today behind the dish have taken a beating.
Boy,
a lot of pitches.
They'll sleep well tonight.
As long as they don't have to roll over, yeah, they'll be all bruised. Here's the 1-0. Hit popped up, straight up. It's going to be Jackson at short, and then the center fielder. That's Chacon, and Tate will put it away. So the Reds are done. as they control the wind a little bit here in the inning. 1-2-3 inning. We'll go to the home half of the sixth. We're all even at two. Top two teams in the state trying to see who wins on a Saturday here in Greeley. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
CNH Solutions in Ault prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Ault, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Kate Smith out for his sixth inning of work. Coach, you brought up a good point right here, and we saw this the other day in Eaton. Tate's dominating, pitching well, and here's the pitch count. You got to take him out in the sixth inning that day, I think. Here he is, sixth inning today. Does the same thing happen?
Well, it's getting close just because of all the base, you know, not tons of base on balls, but just enough pitches to where I'm sure that count is starting to become a factor as we go into the bottom of the sixth inning.
Three walks for Tate Smith today and nine strikeouts. Parker DeSparty leads things off here for UH. And the big left fielder takes the first one inside, a ball and no strikes here. 2-2 tie, last of the sixth inning. Top two teams in the Patriot League. One of these teams is going to win the league. This pitch fouled away off of the catcher, Gunnar Duncan. So one ball and one strike. Reds 10-0 in league play. University 10-1. Bulldogs had him 6-0 in that game on Thursday. Pitch waved at and missed.
Nice breaking ball by Tate Smith.
One and two. DeSparty wants time as he digs back in here. Now we're set to go. The 1-2 by Smith. Fastball waved at and missed. So one gone in the sixth inning. Here comes Cannon Padilla.
Well, Cannon, after he was removed from the mound, stayed in the game playing third base, and here he is at the plate. Love to get a rally going for his Bulldogs.
Smith deals, misses away. One ball and no strikes. So your pitch count radar says he's close?
He's
think he's to 100 yet? That one on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. No way for us to get that information. We'll just have to play the guessing game with you guys at home. That one, boy,
somebody following the game on Game Changer may have the number of pitches. We'll see if we can get it between innings, possibly.
So one and two here to Padilla. One out, bottom of the sixth inning, and a 2-2 tie. Tate deals, swung on and missed. Duncan's going to have to chase this one down. Gunner picks it up and throws him out at first.
Boy, another strikeout for Tate Smith.
That's 10 big ones today. Two down in the sixth inning. And Riggs Towle will come to the plate here. Towle has been a victim today of the K. He struck out in the fourth inning. Flew to right in the first inning. All right, Smith ready to go. Tate deals. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Towle.
Just with the strikeouts and the three base on balls, I'm guessing Tate's probably around between 85 and 90 pitches right now.
That one swung on and missed. If that's the case, he could get there. He could have enough.
Yep.
Quickly 0-2 right here. He's a strike away from getting to the dugout. 0-2 pitch. Missed it away. Tried to get him to chase a fastball. All right, set to go again. Smith deals. 1-2. That's hammered to right field and deep. Ryder True going back. Away back. Looks up and it is gone. Riggs towel opposite field. Wind aided, but no doubt about it. It's 3-2 University.
What a great stroke by Riggs. Riggs towel on that approach. Hammered the ball to right field. And we said right-handers, they're going to want to take the ball to right field today. And, boy, he just picture-perfect swing. And that ball carried.
Well, if you're going to hit it out anywhere in the ballpark, that's where it's going to go. So 3-2, and now if you're an Eaton fan, you are feeling right at home. Here's the pitch. That's up. It's a ball and no strikes. Reds have been able to come from behind numerous times this year, and they'll have to do it again here today. Three outs remaining for the Reds offense. Tate deals, waved at and missed here from Connor Weber. A two-strike pitch. Boy, he went off, Coach.
Two-strike pitch,
yeah.
He went up and got Woo. That.
Riggs Towell, the junior, the decider right now. That pitch
is a strike. 5 seconds later.
Yeah. Ball and two strikes, two outs, 3-2 University here in the sixth. Off speed, struck him out. Well, Riggs Towell's second home run of the season is the deciding factor so far in this ball game. Just the third UH hit of the day. And we go to the seventh here at Tom Roach Field. University 3, Eaton 2. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Allo Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to allofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
Take a journey through cinematic musical masterpieces with your Greeley Philharmonic Orchestra as we spend a night at the movies on Saturday, May 7th at the Union Colony Civic Center. Ranging from the concert hall classics of Strauss, Wagner, Sibelius, and Mozart to the film compositions of John Williams, join us as we relive those amazing moments in music from the silver screen in our season finale. Visit GreeleyPhil.org/tickets or call 970-356-5000 for At the Movies.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the seventh inning. Buckle your seatbelts. 3-2 University on the Riggs Towell home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. The junior has given them the lead over the Reds, but boy, the Reds in their comfort zone. They've come from behind three big times this year. That pitch is up. It's a ball and no strikes here. Top of the order, Coach, right where you want to be if you're the Reds.
Yeah, you got your leadoff hitter, Ben Richter, at the plate. Started the game with a solid hit to right center field.
That went in for a strike, so it is one ball, one strike. The Reds only hit on the day. The leadoff single by Benny Richter. Tejada comes back, the 1-1 high and tight, almost took a piece out of him. And it's two balls and a strike now to Richter. Richter, Stone, Walker, Martin, Ryder, True, all waiting to chomp it a bit a little bit right here. 2-1 from Tejada. Swing and a drive, right field, that could drop. Coming in, that's a base hit. It falls in front of Logan Getting and the leadoff hitter. Benny Richter's got his second hit of the day, the second Reds hit of the day, and that's the tying run.
Well, similar hit that he had to open the game up, and does a good job staying with that pitch, taking it to right field, and now he has speed on the base paths again.
All right, here is Jaden Stone. See if he's got Stoney bunting. Richter at first, he's around to bunt. pulls back and still takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Dalton Yeast was up looking like he was going to throw to first, and Riggs Towell was waving him off at first. The current hero of the ball game over at first for the Dogs. This one's bunted. Good bunt. In to pick it up. It's going to have to be Tejada. He doesn't have a play. It's an infield single on the bunt.
Well, Cannon Padilla charged that and really overcharged the punt and was unable to field it. And Tejada then had no chance off the mound to get either runner.
Well, now if you're a Bulldogs fan, even a Bulldogs player, you're going, uh-oh, here we go again. 3-2 lead University in the seventh, and here come the Reds. Two on, nobody out, Walker Martin. Swings, and it's a high fly ball, shallow left field. River Jackson trying to get there, reaches up and can't get it. They'll throw to third, and he is safe.
Yeah, the runner had to go somewhat halfway, and they had a force play at third, but Padilla was unable to handle the throw from left field.
So the Reds now with the bases loaded, nobody out, and here comes Ryder True.
I think Eaton just writes these scripts, Clark.
It is hilarious. They just keep coming from behind. Pitch here, and that one missed away. They're not there yet. But, boy, they are threatening. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the seventh. 3-2 University. Ryder waits. Here's the pitch by Tejada. Swinging a drive to right center field. Going back on this one, getting. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Richter. He will score easily. And big move by Jaden Stone to get to third base.
Absolutely. Richter ties the game. And Stone able to get to third base. And we have runners at first and third with an out.
So big RBI there. Ryder True picks up his 20th run batted in of the season, second on the club. And now with one out, Tate Smith has a chance to give the Reds the advantage. 3-3 tie, a dandy here at Tom Roach. Throw the wind out, and this is an A-plus today. We'll give him an A anyway. Here's the pitch. That's up. Runner goes. They'll throw to second. And the tag, that one got away. And that'll get the runner home from third. Jackson went to apply the tag, the shortstop for the Dogs. And when he did, the ball bounced out of his glove into left field. And the runner scores from third in the Reds' lead. Wow.
Well, they really had a chance to throw the runner out, but the ball just couldn't hang on to the throw. And it ends up in left center field for an easy walk-in run for Jaden Stone.
So the Reds with two in the seventh have done it again. They've come from behind here in the seventh inning. It's 4-3 now, and that pitch is in for a strike. Bulldogs will have 8-9-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning, if you're wondering. Pitch on the way to the plate there, and that one is in for a strike. Groans from the crowd there. 4-3 Reds. Walker Martin's at second here with one out in the seventh. Tejada deals breaking ball. That's hammered foul right side out of play. Well, we were saying the Reds had them right where they wanted them.
As soon as
they got behind, everybody on the wearing red took a big, deep breath and said, yeah, but we're right where we want them. That's strike three. So two down. Now the question is, can Casey Miller's Bulldogs return the favor and do the same trick in the bottom of the seventh? Two outs, Martin's at second base, and here comes Dirk Duncan, the best two-out hitter in the state, and swings, and it's a ground ball to shortstop. River Jackson straightens up, throws him out, but the Reds have done it, at least their part here in the seventh. Two runs on three hits for the Reds. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh here at UH. Reds 4, University 3. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here to University High School. And still Tate Smith out there throwing for the Reds here. Bottom half, seventh inning, 4-3 Reds. And it's Tate Chacon, Dalton Yeast, and River Jackson here for University.
And Clark, I believe Tate's up to 103 pitches, so he's unlikely to be able to complete this game.
Tate deals in the pitch to the other Tate. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out.
And you know how I feel about this rule.
Yeah, we may see it again where he's out away from getting the win, and they got to take him out. He's going to have to do it in short form, Coach, if he's going to.
I believe he has six pitches left.
He just needs to get to that third hitter. Because once you start the hitter, you can finish. And that hitter is River Jackson, who's out on deck. He has three home runs this year. Pitch here to Yace is a fastball inside. One ball, no strikes. 4-3 Reds, two runs in the top of the seventh after a Riggs towel home run put the Bulldogs in the lead. And the Reds find themselves coming from behind against one of the best teams in the state again this year for the fourth time. 2-0, Tate comes back, the pitch fouled away. Right behind it, that sounds like it got a car.
We've had a few connections today.
Usually that ball is magic and finds a way to get between the vehicles. Not today so much. That pitch, there goes another one. Is that my car?
Just missed your car.
Love it. It's like going to Vegas and playing roulette right now.
If it had been normal size, it would have made a connection.
Two balls, two strikes. Smith comes back. Swing and a miss, but it got away. Duncan's going to pick it up. Long throw to first. In time for the out.
Boy, that's a great play by Mitch Haythorne at first base.
Sure is.
Great play.
Ball squirted away from Gunnar Duncan and pretty far away from him. And he made as good a throw as he could, kind of leaning back towards the Bulldog dugout. And the throw was low, and Mitch came up with a beauty. So two outs, and the Reds have the Bulldogs down to their final out. One of the very best hitters in the state will come to the plate in River Jackson. And a quick word by Todd Hernandez right there at the mound.
Now, and I'd say what Coach Hernandez is saying, but this could be Tate's last hit.
Yeah, you're right. You're dead right.
And, of course, they want it to be Tate's last hit.
Yeah, maybe he said that. He said, Tate, you're on a hook right here. This guy, get him or you got to walk. All right, here's Jackson to the plate. Smith deals in the pitch. Did he go? No, he didn't. Groans from the Eaton crowd.
Groans from the crowd, but that was the correct call.
Yep. One ball, no strikes. 4-3 Reds, two outs in the seventh. Smith comes back, and the pitch waved at and missed. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Only guy with two hits in the game, Ben Richter. He may be our player of the game today. That one swung on and missed. Brought to you by Norfolk Iron and Metal, and the Bulldogs are down to their final strike.
Well, River just unable to, you know, hold off on that breaking pitch off the plate.
Smith one out away from win number five this year. Deals, that one bounced up there. Smith came in 4-0, trying to make five a big one here. The look and the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. The ball gets away. Duncan to first, and that'll do it. The Reds have come from behind again. The second time in 3 days against the Dogs.
They do it again, Clark. This one was a little self-inflicted, by the Bulldogs as well with the extra base runners. But what a job by Eaton. Well-pitched game by Tate Smith, Clark.
Boy, no doubt about it. Tate Smith, Benny Richter had the only two hits in the game. Coach and I will talk about our player of the game. Tate just got one, so we'll probably lean to Ben. But, boy, what a performance by Tate Smith today, no doubt about
Excellent.
It.
Excellent. What'd he end up with, 12 strikeouts?
Yeah, I think it's 13.
13 strikeouts?
Let me check it. I'll add it all up. We'll come back in a moment. Yeah, we'll get to our old feed mill postgame show in a moment. The Reds down 3-2 in the seventh today, come from behind and win it again against the Bulldogs 4-3. Come back with the old feed mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You know, it's been said, the greatest single virtue of a strong legislature is not what it can do, but what it can prevent. So listen carefully, Colorado. Our legislators are being pushed hard by special interests to do the unthinkable. Pass House Bill 1233, giving eye surgery privilege to optometrists who are not medical doctors or trained surgeons, but may then be able to perform eye surgery after simply taking a 32-hour training session. But Colorado's registered voters want to prevent this dangerous change. 87% think only ophthalmologists who have at least 8 years of medical and surgical training should do eye surgery. But 96% have not heard anything about this bill from their legislators. So please, don't wait any longer. Tell your legislators, only surgeons should perform eye surgery.
Paid for by Colorado Society of Eye Physicians and Surgeons.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
103.1 FM, K276 GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
Welcome back to University High School and the All Feed Mill postgame show. It was a dandy today. And, Coach, I'm not kidding you. The Reds just seem to be just fine with going behind a little bit in the ballgame.
Well, as soon as they got down that one run, they felt a little better going into the seventh inning. And, wow, they just win. You know, they've done this for
just
years,
win.
Clark.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not just this year. They've done this for years. But what a great pitching performance by both squads. But Tate Smith, 15 Ks. Outstanding command for the most part.
Yeah, and we say this, and I like to share the love on our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, but you cannot not give it to Tate Smith today. Coach, a three-hit performance on University's home field, and he strikes out 15 Bulldogs.
Against the best hitting team
That's
in the
right.
state.
That's right. So what a job by Tate Smith. He is our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. He'll be the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the week. Don't get tired of his picture up there. It was just up there a couple of weeks ago. Then Ryder True was the player up there. I mean, the Reds are dominating it. You know what? They're undefeated in league play. They've beaten every 3A team they've been against this year, Coach, and they've done it in dramatic fashion in many cases.
Yeah, they sure have. They've just – they're that team. They're sitting at the top, and they're still the team to beat in 3A baseball. Shouts out to Benny Richter, too, for
absolutely
solid,
the only player
the rally.
Only player today with two hits.
Two hits, yep. Yes.
So, yeah, Ben Richter, no doubt about it. He's up on our radar as well. What a great year for Benny. But you cannot deny Tate Smith on a day like this as they just jumped on his back on the mound today. So Tate Smith, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Let's get to our Journey Homes play of the game. And I kind of thought this was it. I thought that when the junior Riggs Towel went opposite field, went deep in the bottom of the sixth inning for his second home run of the season and giving the Bulldogs a 3-2 advantage, that the Bulldogs were going to get the victory. That is our Journey Homes play of the game, the Riggs Towel home run, but it wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough, and it was a shot over the right field fence. And, you know, Riggs gave his team the lead, but the Reds just do what they do, and they came back in the seventh inning.
Final totals on the ballgame are CNH Solutions scoring summary for the Reds to win at 4 runs on 4 hits today, and for the Bulldogs, 3 runs on 3 hits. The win goes to Tate Smith. He's now 5-0 on the season, and as we said, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, Tate Smith, and our Journey Homes play of the game goes to the Riggs Towel home run. So, Coach, big day today. Reds do what they do. All they've done now is win 35 of their last 37 games.
And another Patriot League championship.
That's right. Nobody's going to come from the clouds and get them now. And you know the Reds aren't going to lose probably the rest of the way. Yep, they're on pace to get another championship and then the team to beat in the 3A playoffs.
Absolutely. And University's probably going to have that attitude. You know, we're so close. Let's get them at state.
Sterling's going to say we're this close. Brush is going to say we're a little farther apart, but we're pretty close. It's going to be an exciting, fantastic playoff run coming up with these Patriot League teams involved, but they're all chasing the defending state champion, Eden Reds. All right, that should do it. Bruce, anything else for you? What do you got tonight? You going to watch a little Rockies baseball? We get
watch
them going
watch
right
the
on.
The Rockies, they are back home. They'll get back on their winning streak, so
five,
that's what I'm going to do.
5 o'clock, we've got an early pregame for them tonight. 6:10 first pitch for your Colorado Rockies tonight against the incredibly great Cincinnati Reds. So you'll get that coming up here.
It's not Tony Perez's Cincinnati Reds.
It ain't the Big Red Machine. That's in Eden now, I'm telling you.
Yes.
The Big Red Machine gets another win today.
Shifted states.
Reds come from behind, beat the Bulldogs here today on the Bulldogs' home field, 4-3 with two more in the seventh inning, and they get their 11th conference win of the year. For Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio, for Bruce, I'm Clark. Thanks for you guys listening along today. Final score again, Reds 4, Bulldogs 3. Heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.